T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I wanted to open up with the Snacks Harrison news. And of course, you heard Bob Quinn begrudgingly sit down with DetroitLions.com. Nice poll by them, being able to get Quinn to agree to do an interview. I don't think he really said anything of substance, so I don't really care about playing the cuts. It really doesn't mean anything to me. We can bounce back with a couple of them, but Snacks Harrison released. Okay, no longer going to be a Lion. You can talk about the contract figures, what it's going to save them according to the cap. You can even sit there and go, you know what? Snacks had a really bad year last year. That's fine. All right? But this is a second consecutive veteran player, okay, that they have signed to an extension and then immediately either traded or flat out released like they did with Snacks Harrison. You remember Quandre Diggs, right? By the way, Quandre Diggs just made another great play out in Seattle. Even in the offseason, he's making great plays, just like he was doing every single week after the Lions sent him out there for a fifth-round pick. Why do you sign a guy to an extension only to, four games into the season, trade him away for nothing? Why do you allow Snacks Harrison to hold out, not hold out, whatever you want to call it, get his extension, get more guaranteed money, only to release him the following offseason? Does Bob Quinn have a plan? Is he suitable to be a general manager at the NFL level? Because if they're trying to sell us on some grandiose plan and they know what they're doing and, you know, we're the smart guys, we grew up in the Patriots organization, we know more than you, the silly Lions fan out there, what is their plan? Like, I really don't think that we can, if you're sitting here evaluating what Bob Quinn has done, okay, and we can just talk about Snacks Harrison, Quandre Diggs, some of the free agent signings. You can certainly add in all of his draft misses because he's been a total disaster in the NFL draft. If you had to formulate what you think is the plan for the Detroit Lions under Bob Quinn, can you even come up with anything that makes sense? Honestly, is it that they're trying to win now with a group of veteran players? Is it that they're just totally breaking this thing apart, taking it down to the screws and then building it all back up? What is the plan? What is the goal here that Bob Quinn is trying to accomplish with the Lions? Because I am at a loss for words as to how this whole thing is being managed. Graham Glasgow, a third round pick, a nice pick by Bob Quinn. By all accounts, I mean, he's a warrior. He started basically every single game, never misses plays. He's never injured. You know, part of being in the NFL is just being healthy and being out there. He's durable. But the Lions are going to let him walk away and go sign with somebody else? What is the plan, Bob? In all seriousness, he seems totally and completely unfit and unprepared to be a general manager at the NFL level. I want Lions fans to explain it to me, okay? Do you have any idea what Bob Quinn is doing, what his plan might be? And I guess at this point, on a scale from 1 to 10, how much faith do you have in Bob Quinn leading the charge here for the Detroit Lions? The phone number is 248-539-9797. I got the ticket text here at 97136. You know, you see the report last night about Snacks Harrison officially being released, and yeah, sure, it's great. They're going to have more cap room, blah, blah, blah. That's fine. It benefits them, I guess, in the short term. But why even screw around with Snacks Harrison, who was clearly out of shape last year and was not the same player that he was for half the season after the Lions acquired him from the Giants you know, the year before. Yet you gave him the money. You give him the extension only to release him as soon as the offseason is basically getting underway. How does that make any sense? Not to mention, look at that defensive line. You know, A'shaun Robinson, not going to be a part of it moving forward. There's another second round pick. Gone. Bye. In addition to the tease Tabor. Graham Glasgow, a third round pick. Guys that have contributed that you're not going to be keeping around to be a part of your young core moving forward. Is Mike Daniels coming back? You know what? Does this mean that you absolutely have to take a defensive tackle at number three, or if you trade down at number five, six, seven, wherever you end up? Like, I really do think all of this is leading to, all right, we've heard about this quote-unquote win-now mandate from ownership, and that Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia, they're really under pressure here. They got a challenge for the playoffs or get to the playoffs. Otherwise, they're going to be fired. It doesn't sound like Bob Quinn is all that worried about that, does it? It doesn't sound like that's really the edict. And I never believed it from day one. But we're talking about the amount of holes that this team has at this point are too great for Bob Quinn or any general manager to fix and repair and replace and put a winning product and a winning 53-man roster on the field this upcoming fall. And if that ends up being the case, okay, and the Lions aren't able to fill the holes, on that defensive line, now that Snacks is gone, Daniels is going to be gone, A'shaun Robinson, not a guy that they want to keep around. You still need another corner. Your linebacking core, at least to me, is a mess. Jared Davis, another first-round pick that's not going to work out. You know, that isn't good enough. So many holes. Your offensive line has a lot of questions as well. All of these different holes with this Lions team. Doesn't it all lead you to go, you know what? Tua should be the move at number three. Because guess what? You're not going to be good enough to win next season. Your roster has far too many holes. Too many veteran playmakers missing for you to be able to challenge for the division in the NFC North. Why wouldn't you go out there and take Tua Tagovailoa, whether you trade Matthew Stafford or not? Because let's be honest, you can act like you're loading up. You can act like you have all the answers and you're going to go out there and draft and accumulate picks and sign free agents with all that, you know, cap space that you've accumulated over the years. Is it going to result in you being in the playoffs or not next year? No. So why not draft Tua at this point? There's nothing you're going to be able to do. Nothing, no surgery is going to be able to repair the Lions roster enough for you to compete next year and win next year. All because Bob Quinn has allowed or just simply done the unthinkable and trade away veteran contributors and not replace them with anything of value. I want Lions fans to explain it to me. What the hell do you think the plan is for Bob Quinn? And do you think he is completely unfit, in all seriousness, completely unfit for the job as general manager? He hasn't drafted well. He hasn't signed free agents well. He hasn't made personnel decisions well as far as who to extend, who not to, who to trade, who not to. He hasn't done anything well since becoming the general manager for the Lions. And he's a lot further into his tenure than Matt Patricia is as head coach. 97 on the ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.